The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Hey, here we are on another beautiful Tuesday. And let me just get back over here. There we go. I got the right headset on and everything is all good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Adventures in Recovery today. It is Tuesday and the air and my voice are a little smoky today. We got one of our favorite guests with us today, I'm happy to say. Emmy Bell is with us.
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Hi, everybody out there.
Emmy, have you been affected by the smoke at all?
Not yet. As the particulars start to settle, yes.
Yeah, I get a little kind of annoyed with the quality of the air, but then again, let's take a look at the bigger picture and these poor people and livestock and animals and houses and everything else that are being eaten up by these fires.
It's
pretty bad stuff.
It's more the psychological impact of knowing that this is going on and that, you know, it's going to continue. So.
Yep. And, you know, sometimes there may be a good side to it because it is replenishing a lot of trees and vegetation and things like that, especially if it was not man-made or man-set or man-responsible. But it's still nasty, and it seems like we go through this every year. Yeah. If we don't get it from Canada, we get it from Eastern Washington. So let's just send out our prayers and wishes to people we have on the eastern side of the state.
Stay safe if you've got any kind of immune compromised system that needs to, you know, stay indoors the best you can for a couple days.
And if you do have to go out, I'm sure some of us still have some masks left over from COVID.
Unfortunately, yes.
So put those to good use. So we've got a lot of great stuff coming up here on Vashon, as we always do. And later on, I'm going to play a song from a group that we are going to be lucky enough to have coming up this Friday, which is going to be First Friday. And in fact, just as a reminder, Vashon Youth and Family Services always has a table set up right across from the live studio and right in front of Colvo's. So stop by and say hi to whoever is going to be manning the booth from Voice of Vashon. I mean, from Vashon Youth and Family Services. That's VYFS. And I don't know. I feel a little scatterbrained today. Is it smoke in the air?
It could be.
I don't know what it is. But anyway, what I was getting at is one of the performers that will be here on First Friday that will be performing at Snapdragon. I had the pleasure of interviewing a member of the band last week's show here, and I'm going to play a cut by them because the music is so interesting, and it's so beautiful, and it's such a kind of a different vibe and a different blend of music. So that's going to be a treat that we'll have to look forward to.
Okay.
So I might even come over here on a Friday night just to check it out.
You should.
Why not?
It's always a party.
It's always a joy coming over to the island. As many of you know already, I live in Tacoma. I live in T-Town. And, you know, it's like going on a vacation when I come over here for work. Because I come over here to work at Vashon Youth and Family Services as the substance use clinical supervisor. So if anybody that's listening out there might have an issue with drugs or alcohol or just want to kind of keep themselves in check, give us a call and come on in and see me and we can sit down and talk about it. And I've noticed that recovery on the island has been rather contagious because when we see some of our party friends making a positive change in their life, we see what they're doing and how their life is getting better in a lot of ways. We tend to want to hop on the bandwagon. And hop on the wagon, literally. But there's tons of meetings on the island and tons of support. And if you ever need a schedule of where and when these meetings are, just stop in our front lobby at Vashon Youth and Family Services. They're bright yellow, and I update those schedules whenever there's a change. And you're free to stop in and just anonymously grab a copy and take it with you. And I mean, I'm sure you have people in your life that's probably been affected.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if that's available on the website, or is it easier to, you just do it in the lobby? Just
either or.
Okay.
It is available on the website. And when you look under the services that we provide, just look under behavioral health and then look under substance use, and you will find the updated printout right there.
Easy peasy.
It is easy peasy. And this is coming from a person that's actually in long-term recovery. And I got to tell you, the support has saved my butt many, many times. In fact, I think we've got time. I want to play something you might find interesting that was kind of, well, it's a TED Talk, and it kind of really describes a very interesting view of addiction. So let's play this out.
Almost everything we think we know about addiction is wrong. The idea of addiction we've all got in our heads, that story, comes partly from a series of experiments that were done earlier in the 20th century. You get a rat and you put it in a cage and you give it two water bottles. One is just water and the other is water laced with either heroin or cocaine. The rat will almost always prefer the drugged water and almost always kill itself quite quickly. In the 70s, Bruce Alexander, professor of psychology in Vancouver, comes along and he looks at this experiment and he noticed something. He said, we're putting the rat in an empty cage. It's got nothing to do except use these drugs. Let's try something a bit different. So Professor Alexander built a cage that he called Rat Park, which is basically heaven for rats, right? They've got loads of cheese, they've got loads of colored balls, they've got loads of tunnels. Crucially, they've got loads of friends, they can have loads of sex, and they've got both the water bottles, the normal water and the drugged water. But here's the fascinating thing. In Rat Park, they don't like the drugged water. They almost never use it. None of them ever use it compulsively. None of them ever overdose. You go from almost 100% overdose when they're isolated to 0% overdose when they have happy and connected lives. What if addiction isn't about your chemical hooks? What if addiction is about your cage? What if addiction is an adaptation to your environment? This has really significant implications. The most obvious implications are for the war on drugs, right? We punish addicts, we shame them, we give them criminal records, we put barriers between them reconnecting. Now, there's a place that decided to do the exact opposite, and I went there to see how it worked. In the year 2000, Portugal had one of the worst drug problems in Europe. So one day, the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition got together, set up a panel of scientists and doctors to figure out what would genuinely solve the problem. And they came back and they said, decriminalize all drugs, from cannabis to crack. But, and this is the crucial next step, take all the money we used to spend on cutting addicts off, on disconnecting them, and spend it instead on reconnecting them with the society. But the biggest thing they did was the complete opposite of what we do. A massive program of job creation for addicts and microloans for addicts to set up small businesses. And when I went and met the addicts in Portugal, it's fascinating. What they said is, as they rediscovered purpose, they rediscovered bonds and relationships with the wider society, and the results are in. Injecting drug use is down in Portugal, according to the British Journal of Criminology, by 50%. Overdose is massively down. HIV is massively down among addicts. Addiction in every study is significantly down. We talk all the time in addiction about individual recovery, and it's right to talk about that. But we need to talk much more about social recovery. We created a society where, for a lot of us, life looks a whole lot more like that isolated cage and a whole lot less like Rat Park. What I try to do now, and I can't tell you I do it consistently and I can't tell you it's easy, is to say to the addicts in my life that I want to deepen the connection with them, to say to them, I love you, whether you're using or you're not, and if you need me, I'll come and sit with you, because I love you and I don't want you to be alone or to feel alone. And I think the core of that message, you're not alone, we love you, has to be at every level of how we respond to addicts, socially, politically and individually, because the opposite of addiction is not sobriety. The opposite of addiction is connection.
Did you get that? The opposite of addiction is community.
That's why. Never heard that.
Well, that's why jobs. I mean, that's why meetings are so essential. It's because we need. You know, you've heard people say, "If nothing changes, nothing changes."
Yeah.
So just putting down the pipe or the bottle or the syringe, whatever it is, just putting that down is great and it's essential. But we need community.
Yeah, the reason why not to.
Exactly. And, you know, in recovery, we say, you know, stay in the center of the herd because the herd will help protect you.
Yeah.
And we need to establish a clean and sober social network. Who are you going to call when you feel like using or drinking? You're not going to call your dealer, you know?
Not necessarily family either.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a very good point. So sometimes we use just to help medicate the issues that are centered around family stuff.
Yeah.
So you create a new family. You know, we talk about having your family of origin. We all know that's mom and dad, aunts and uncles, brothers, sisters. But then there's family of choice. And you can choose who to include in your family of choice circle. And these are people that you can trust, that you can confide in, that will support you, and that you can rely on. Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Well, it's, what, it's true. What you put out is going to come back. It's the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's an incredible TED Talk, too.
Yeah, but, you know, I was really lucky because our chief engineer, Truman O'Brien, forwarded that over to me. I mean, I've heard this TED Talk years ago, but I forgot about how powerful it was, and I really wanted to share it with those of you that are out there listening.
Yeah, good.
So you survived Strawberry Fest.
I didn't attend this year.
That's why you survived.
Yeah. So I was on the peripheral. I did get to Thriftway, the back roads to Thriftway.
Well, you had to take the back roads because things have been shut off. Now we got a bridge that's going to be closing down.
I didn't know about. Oh, yeah.
Over by the skate. Well, I don't know all the names of all the roads. I just know it's over by the turnoff to the skate park.
The one that goes to Burton?
Yeah.
For how long? That's a different show.
Well, you know what? You might want to just. I get all my news off of Vashonites. sometimes the Beachcomber.
Okay.
But Vashonites really keeps me up to date, and I'm kind of an Edith, but you remember the TV show Bewitched back in the day?
Yes.
And Gladys Kravitz from across the street that was always nosy about what was going on.
Sometimes, we're dating ourselves.
We're dating ourselves, and sometimes I feel like a Gladys Kravitz type person. But, you know, the purpose of this show is to keep you folks here on Vashon informed and up to date with things that may be happening on the island, and specifically centered maybe around recovery stuff. Speaking of which, you know, Vashon Youth and Family Services has been sponsoring the Adventures with Movies and Emotions for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, coming up, I mean, we got a couple of weeks, but on August 18th, a really interesting movie called, did you ever see What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite movies. I love that movie.
Oh, what an all-star cast.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's been around for a while, but you recognize those guys?
Absolutely. Yep.
Who do we have there?
Leonardo DiCaprio when he was a teenager, I think.
Yep.
And
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Why is he? Just left my brain. Johnny Depp as a young man, too. There's also Crispin Glover.
Really?
Yep. And Juliette Lewis.
Oh, my gosh.
And yeah, it's a great movie about family dynamics and kids that had to grow up too fast. Shame, you know, disability.
All bits of
small
bits
towns.
And pieces of what we all deal with. And small towns, yep. And here's the best part, folks. Not only you're gonna be able to partake in a really good message, but because of our grant that we were so lucky to get, it's free. It's going to be at the Vashon Theater, and it is free. Movie starts at 5:30 p.m. So that is on August 18th once again. It's free, and looks like everybody's going to get a free Mighty Mouse. And you know you're from Vashon when you know what a Mighty Mouse is. Right?
Yep.
Did you know what one was the first time you went to the movie theater?
No, I didn't. I took somebody with me, and they knew what it was. So then they wanted to get one. And I thought, well, what's a Mighty Mouse? I don't know what it is. So yeah, it's a drink, and it's a soda pop. Popcorn and a candy of choice.
You got it.
It's a bargain.
What a great deal, especially the bargain is it's not going to cost you anything.
Exactly.
Great opportunity for a free date night.
And I'm wondering if this one has a discussion afterwards.
Some yes,
of them
it
were
does.
Having counselor-led discussions.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's optional if people want to stay.
Yeah. If you want to stick around afterwards for a discussion, people might have questions, and we might have questions on how the movie affected you and what was your takeaway from the movie.
It's very cool.
It's very cool. And we have a lot more movies coming up, too, but those will be announced at later dates. But another thing with not only First Friday coming up, but the Vashon Park District once again presents Concerts in the Park. Okay. And that's going to be this coming Thursday night. And it's John Roberts, Plan Lanco. And that sounds like fun. Thursday, August 6th. So check that out. We got a couple more announcements, and I want to chat a little bit more with the lovely and talented Emmy Bell from Vashon Youth and Family Services. But you know what? I told you we were going to give you a little treat, and this is the main name of the band that I mentioned that's going to be at Dragon. What?
Snapdragon.
At Snapdragon.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Honey of the Heart.
Oh, I love that name.
Well, you know, I did too, but I thought, how weird. What a weird, but once I heard their music and how sweet the music is and what a beautiful message it delivers, it's the honey of the sweetness of our heart that we can share with each other.
Nice.
So see what you guys think of the song, and I think you'll love it, and I hope you show up Friday night at Snapdragon.
Who are you now?
Yeah.
chrysalis dies a lettuce, flows to form its wings today when ice and sharpen, surrender against the sudden heat, liquid against the summer.
Because who are you now? What a beautiful message. And, you know, that's all we can do is really plant seeds. So when people observe you, and trust me, people observe you, plant those positive seeds and leave with a good impression and keep telling yourself, I am a good person and I do have things to share. Look at everything that you share with others, Emmy.
I'm trying every day, you know, to make an impact in the community and in my personal life. And I'm just being as conscientious as I can. That's all we can do, right?
Well, let me add a little note here. And as Yoda would say, there is no try. There was only do. And you're doing it, girl.
So are you, Tom.
Thank you.
Totally doing it.
Thank you so much. And all of you out there that are listening right now, you can do it too. So just keep on being the wonderful, beautiful person with all the qualities that we all possess. And we can never forget how grateful we all are to live in such an incredible place as Vashon.
Yep.
So.
It's so great that my mom is moving out here from Georgia.
What?
My 88-year-old mom.
What a courageous woman.
Yeah. Yeah. She's on her way.
So you're from Georgia?
I am originally, yep.
Where's the accent?
Well, live in California for a year and it will neutralize any accent you have. So that's pretty much what happened to it for the most part.
So I used to live in LA too. Was that where you were?
No, I was in Santa Cruz.
That's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it was.
It's a really kind of, it's got the best of both worlds. You've got the kind of rural kind of hippiness, but you have the high tech aspect as well.
And not back then. It was in the late 80s. It wasn't really happening yet.
Ah.
It wasn't very techy yet, but a lot of surfing and just a nice small town.
Well, early 80s, I was filling my nose with cocaine in Los Angeles, working at the movie studios and bartending at night and basically on a spiral down.
And you survived to tell us about it.
Thank God I did survive. And you know what? That's why I left L.A. is because I was kind of killing myself while I was out there. But you know what? Back in the 80s, it was snowing quite a bit in Hollywood back then. In those
it was
days.
Snowing in Atlanta, too.
I
managed to dodge it. I don't know how, but yeah, managed to dodge that bullet. But yeah.
Atlanta, there was a book written by William Moyers, That's Bill Moyer's son. He works for Hazelden now, which is a huge recovery.
Oh, I know that.
He's been in recovery for quite a while. He shares that story in his book about his dad putting out a search for him because he'd been kind of missing in action because he worked for CNN in Atlanta at the time.
Turner Broadcasting.
That's right. And what happened was he couldn't find him. He sent out, he hired some investigators to go out and find his son and found him at a crack house. And William, miraculously enough, has got umpteen years of sobriety and now works for an organization that, well, Hazelden.
Nice.
Worldwide, which also owns the Betty Ford Clinic in Palm Springs.
Yeah, I love those stories.
So I love these transitional stories, too, because they happen everywhere. And don't forget, folks, we have a lot of miracles right on this island, right in our backyard. So I'm thinking maybe we should close with a fun song. And everybody knows who this is. So, folks, a big thanks for listening today and tuning in, as we do every Tuesday at 1:30 for Adventures in Recovery. And let's put a shout out to Emmy Bell for being with us today.
Tom, do we have time for me to let folks know that it's Make-A-Will Month?
Absolutely.
Okay, real quick.
Yeah, you don't have to be real quick.
Okay.
Go ahead.
August is Make-A-Will Month, and we have partnered with Free Will. If you've gotten our email today, hopefully it's not going to bombard your email. There's a link in that, and you can click on that, and it will take you right to Free Will to make your own will, and it will give you options if you'd like to leave a percentage of your estate to VYFS and make it easy. You can also go on our website, go to support us, and it says click on plan giving, and you're all set up there. I did this free will, and it took me about an hour, and I can go back anytime and update it. It's completely free. It's true, and you're not going to be getting a ton of emails or texts or anything from them. There's no gimmick. They're the real deal. They're a great company, and we've been partnering with them for about 8 months now.
Wow.
And so, you know, a third of Americans don't have their will worked out yet, especially my generation. I'm Gen X. So we're starting to get our ducks in a row, and I went ahead and did it, and it was free and painless. So I'd encourage everybody to do that to make sure that your passions and your impact are felt in the community, and make sure that your loved ones and your pets are protected too, because you can designate who will take care of them.
Well, and you're Gen X, like you say. Mm-hmm. I'm a baby boomer, and I still haven't filled out.
I know. I'm going to have to give you a hard time about that.
Well, please do, because if that's what it takes for me to get it done, okay. We all need to do it, because but we don't like to look, I mean, we don't like to think about, you know, our end,
well,
our end of our life.
Your legacy that you're leaving, you know?
Well, and it's the only guarantee any of us have is that we're all going to be gone someday.
Yeah, nobody gets out of this life alive.
That's right. So make the best of it and make the transition as easy as possible for your loved ones, because they've got their own grieving to do. So it's free. It's on the VYFS website under support.
Support us and plan giving.
Perfect. I'm so glad
Or your email if you got one today from us.
Yeah, just click on the link. It's that easy. So, folks, I look forward to being with you again next week. And thanks again for joining in.
Thanks, Tom.